BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Four children are said to be recovering after being injured when a school roof collapsed in Ugu during strong winds. Officials say over 80 households in southern KZN also had their roofs blown off by yesterday's wind gusts. In Umgungundlovu, 31 homes in Mpumuza in Pietermaritzburg were severely damaged. KZN Cooperative Governance spokesperson Senzelwe Mzila says mop-up operations are continuing, including in areas that experienced snowfall and thunderstorms.
In terms of the preliminary assessments that have been done by the Department of COCTA, 68 schools across 9 districts sustained damage, with the largest number of schools being in the Ugu district, where 38 schools were affected. The MEC for COCTA is working closely with line functioning departments to ensure that relief is provided to communities that have been affected. The MEC is also working closely with departments such as education to ensure that assessments are done and completed as quickly as possible.
The mother of a Pietermaritzburg schoolboy says her son has continued to suffer emotionally and physically after an alleged incident of bullying. CCTV footage on the premises of Maritzburg College showed the 15-year-old being headbutted by a matric learner earlier this year. The boy's mother says her son has had surgery for a broken nose.
The impact has been devastating and far-reaching. Physically, from a physical perspective, he definitely required the facial nose reconstructive surgery to repair the damage on his nose. Academically, his performance has dropped significantly. He is usually a child who performs quite well at school, and the drastic trajectory decline shows, and it is a direct reflection of the trauma.
She's appealed to the school to strengthen safety measures to prevent future incidents. Police say the teen accused of the assault is due back in the Pietermaritzburg Magistrates Court later this month. Earlier this week, KZN Education stressed its zero-tolerance policy for violence in schools, warning learners caught in fights and assaults will face the consequences. Mineral and Petroleum Resources Minister Gwede Mantashe has amended a draft law to scrap BEE requirements for exploration activities. News 24 is reporting that he's backtracked on a key clause in the draft mining bill after the mining industry warned that such rules would scare off investment in the exploration sector. The Minerals Council of South Africa says several other provisions in the bill still threaten job creation and economic growth. And Kenyan President William Ruto has condemned the death of a man in police custody, and that has sparked widespread anger. Police had initially said that Albert Ojwang had died in his cell after hitting his own head against the wall. But medical examiners yesterday said it was unlikely he took his own life. Ojwang was arrested over social media posts accusing a police deputy inspector general of corruption. President Ruto says the tragic occurrence at the hands of police is heartbreaking and unacceptable. He's urged the police to cooperate fully to facilitate a swift, transparent and credible investigation. Durban 22 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 19, Richards Bay 21.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Australia now 179-5 on day one of the World Test Championship final against the Proteas. Rory McIlroy hoping to be back to his best this week at the US Open, and a boost for the Wallabies as Joseph Suialii is fit to face the British and Irish Lions.